It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. You know what? It's time for us to spend about 15 minutes here on KETR and talk about the outdoors. Now, we talked about goose hunting, the conservation goose season, the light goose season that's going on right now with Mr. Rick Hertzner. He was with us, well, a week or so back. Rick also guides for crappie when the hybrids and all get going down at Lake Tawakoni. He's guides down there too. But I thought, you know, everybody waits for the crappie spawn. It's a much anticipated event every year when the crappie moves shallow. Now, Rick has tracked crappie's movements for years and years, and I thought we might pick Rick's brain a little bit and see if we can learn something about the signs of Mother Nature maybe that tips the crappie off to move shallow. Rick, really do appreciate you being with us, buddy.
Thank you very much, sir.
You know, I had a great time hunting the snow geese with you. We had some awesome shooting and lots and lots of birds. I know we're kind of on the downhill slope on that program. They're just about to pack their bags and head back up to Canada and the tundra up there. But you're thinking about crappie real strong right now, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We're going to start pre-fishing here shortly, but now that Mother Nature is taking a swing in weather, the trees and everything are going to start changing, and that's when it's all going to start.
You bet, and nothing is more fun to me than to get into an area of shallow water when those crappie do pull in to water, say, 3 foot, 2 foot deep, and get in the shallows to spawn. Is there some signs from Mother Nature that you look at, Rick, to tip you off when the crappie are going to be in shallow water?
Yes, sir. I use Mother Nature, not just the lunar effects, but use Mother Nature to tell me when that the fish should be moving in. For instance, when you see the redbud trees start budding out, they're one of the first few that's bud early, and that tells me that the fish should start moving up the creeks and into the shallower water. And then I also use the dewberries, or what some people would call a blackberry, but in Texas, you know, I was taught to call them dewberries. When the dewberries start to bud, that is when the fish are staged in the shallow water, in the creeks. The spawn is started, and then as the berries are ripe, have turned to the deep purple, the spawn is usually over at that time.
Pretty good indicators. I know the dewberries are the first to make, and then after that, in June, the blackberries come along.
Yes,
yep.
Yes,
well, so now, which lakes do you favor, Rick, for your spawning crappie fishing? Which ones do you usually guide on?
I catch a lot of quality fish at Richland Chambers, but as I ran into the problem that last year, Mother Nature needs to send us some water because the lake was real, real low, and the lake is needing quite a bit of water right now. And then I also fish at Joe Pool.
So, you know, Joe Pool is an awesome lake for fishing, but it's a lake a lot of people overlook, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I overlooked it for years, and finally it came to the point last year where I said, hey, I'm going to go take a look, because the lake is a smaller lake, and with the rain, it fills up faster than a lot of your other larger reservoirs do, and the fishing on the lake was really, really good.
That's a good deal. Now, as far as March, you know, what time in March do you expect, when will you start doing some serious crappie catching? I know you're going to do some scouting and looking around, but when do you think that you'll be on the good numbers of spawning crappie?
I go by a rule of thumb of the second week in March.
Mm-hmm.
Being that last year was kind of an odd year, we had more winter in February and March than we did in December and January. But if the weather pattern is seems to be the norm, I go by the second week in March, and that's when we start getting pretty serious about it.
I'm with you. Well, Rick, I appreciate you sharing some of your knowledge with us. Now, the last thing I want to touch on with you is the baits that you prefer, you know, during the spawn when they are shallow.
We go old school. We buy minnows by the pound.
Yep.
And we're fishing with a cork that we tune with the weight to where we, if a crappie was to sneeze on it, you would say.
I know what you're talking. I used to fish with a porcupine quill for catfish, for smaller channel cat a lot. Well, Rick, I want to do this. I want to make sure we hook everybody up with you. The website is Family Affair Guide Service, Family Affair Guide Service. And folks can go to Facebook and like Family Affair Guide Service. And, you know, and you do a good job of posting pictures and all that kind of stuff. So if they want to call you and talk crappie fishing, what's the best number, Rick?
They can call me at 972-935-9229, or my cell is 214-536-6425.
Well, Rick, there's a huge interest in spawning crappie fish and catching them when they're shallow, and that's coming up here in about 2 weeks. I appreciate you being with us, and I'm going to get you back when we get a little bit farther down and keep everybody tuned in. How about it?
All right, I do appreciate it, and I'll be ready.
Folks, you know, officially, quail season wraps up in the tail end of February. But the truth is, in northeast Texas, there's no wild quail to hunt anyway. Anybody that hunts upland birds already knows that. Mr. Walter Patton up here at not far from Terrell, Poetry area, has got an awesome place, a preserve to hunt quail. He's got some good dogs in case you had a dog and you wanted to go quail hunting and didn't have any opportunities. This goes on right through March. So I thought we'd get Walter on today and talk a little quail hunting. Walter, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Yes, sir. Luke, I'm glad to be with you this morning.
Yeah, folks, Walter's been our guest before. It's been a while. But the thing that I'd like to do, Walter, is connect people with you. Truthfully, there's no place to hunt wild quail in anywhere unless you want to drive about at a minimum of about 4 hours. Right there near Terrell at your operation, folks can come out there and enjoy a few hours of quail hunting. They can bring their dog, or they can hunt with one of you, you know, guided hunt, right?
That's right. We cater to people who own their own dogs and encourage that and help train people that own their own dogs. Or we can do guided hunts, and we always enjoy having young people along for their first quail experience.
Well, that's one thing that I really admire about what you do out there, Walter, is guys like you and I grew up in northeast Texas when there were quail, wild quail, plenty of wild quail to hunt. Those days are gone. Hopefully they might return. I just hope that wild quail can make a comeback, but truthfully, I don't have a lot. I'm not real optimistic about it. But it's your operation is what I call it. It's tailored for the working man. Honestly, you know, you can. It's affordable, and it gets people back out in the field where there's quail to shoot and bird dogs to follow. Right?
Yes, it does. We're here close to Dallas, and we try to keep everything very affordable and fast and easy for people to come out and have an afternoon or a morning of enjoyment in the field and with family members or friends.
Yep. Give us the website and everything to connect everybody with you, Walter, where they could give you a call and come out and spend a few hours shooting quail.
We're located at www.poetryshootingclub. That's P-O-E-T-R-Y, poetryshootingclub.com. We have a lot of real interesting and helpful items on the website.
Yeah, poetryshootingclub.com. And if a person came out and enjoyed, I know they're going to enjoy being with you out there. I've been there and love your operation. But they could become a join the club and have year-round access, right?
Right. We have very reasonable membership rates available, and look forward to anybody that wanted to come and be a part of it. And under 16 and over 65, disabled military don't have to worry about a membership.
That's awesome, man. Well, not only quail hunting, but you've got some rifle range set up out there, and there's more to do than just, although, you know, quail hunting's about as fun as it gets to me, but there's other things to do too, isn't it?
Right. We have a clay pigeon thrower for shooting trout, and then we have the rifle range every 100 yards out to 700 yards.
Wow.
And we have a pistol range also.
So people can, it's a... if they decide that that's shooting is what they want to do, not necessarily quail hunting, it's a good close-in place to come to shoot, right?
Yes, and it's very family-style oriented and low-key. We only book one customer at a time so that you get run of the range, and it's totally private for your use.
Well, Walter, thanks very much for spending a little time with us today. And Poetry Shooting Club, and it's right, I mean, well, from Terrell, Texas, you can be there in no time. From Greenville, I mean, it's close to everything, and it's a great place. So we'll get you back again. We'll talk some more quail hunting. How about it?
Thank you very much.
Well, folks, it won't be long until those old crappies start moving shallow where we can all catch them. You know, there's a big catfish tournament coming up on March the 1st to Lake Tawakoni, Cabela's King Cat Tournament. You can go online to kingcatusa.com. That's KingKatUSA.com. And you can actually register to be a participant right there and get all the details. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I guarantee there's going to be some big old blue catfish waiting on March the 1st. Another event that's coming up soon, actually it's April the 4th through the 6th, is the Wild Hog and Predator Expo down in Waco, Texas at the Waco Convention Center. The website that has all the information for the Predator and Wild Hog Expo is SOSOutdoors.com, SOSOutdoors.com. It's a really a big deal, and you can learn a great deal about hunting hogs or predators. There's actually a modern firearm show that's going to be there, all kind of modern weapons that are used for predator hog hunting and whatnot. But I was there last year, and I'll have a booth there this year, actually right by the stage there. So come by and visit. A lot of folks that listen to our show last year showed up and had a good time down there. So that will be April the 4th through the 6th at the Waco Convention Center. And again, all the details are at sosoutdoors.com. And later in the month of April, that you probably want to mark your calendars for, is the 5th annual Midland Great Outdoor Expo. The Great Outdoor Expo, the 5th one they've had in Midland. It's going to be a big deal, and I've never been there, but I hope to get down there this year and visit with the folks. Frank Addington, the Aspirin Buster on TV, you've seen Frank. He's going to be there, as well as April Cole and Kelsey Johns with Southern Girls Pursuit, another great TV show. But do remember and mark your calendars for that. That's the Great Outdoor Expo down in Midland. It's the 5th annual, and you can go online to GOETX.com. That's GOETX.com, and get all the information there and make your plans to get out there on April the 25th through the 27th. Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.